It's Alicia Withy. Welcome to episode 3 of Social Minds podcast. It is Friday, the 20th of September. And in this episode, I'll be discussing perfection, how it relates to your business, and whether it's something we should strive for. Enjoy the content. Hey everyone, Alicia here, and I just wanted to post this very brief video to talk about the subject of perfection. Now, why do I want to talk about perfection? Well, yesterday I posted a video and it was around the subject of creating and crafting your brand story. Now, somebody had kind of chatted with me and suggested that why don't I post more videos, and I kind of said, well, you know, I'm not always in an environment where I can post a video. If I'm, you know, working from my computer, or if I'm out and I don't have, you know, equipment to record, yes, I can just pick up my phone and record, but you know, the lighting might not be right, the situation might not be right, it may be very noisy in the background, and I may record a video and you can't hear me once I finish recording, and it's just a waste of time. And you know, before I would, you know, create this scenario in my head that it was almost impossible to make a video. So here's my cat. So I said, you know what, I'm gonna forget about that, because I've heard so many, you know, professionals talk about this thing of perfection, and that it's not a real thing. Perfection and trying to attain perfection is a waste of time, because nowadays people are so busy and they're living so many different lives that trying to be perfect in everything is just, it's not a real thing. And, you know, to try and work hard and put energy into displaying some kind of imagery of perfection is non-attainable for yourself over a long period of time, and it's non-attainable for other people. So you will inspire more people by being authentic and, you know, posting videos or talking about things that are not perfect in your life, because it's these little things that make us human, and it these little things help other people to connect with us as well. So yesterday I didn't want to post a video because I was really tired. I had a lot of work going on, and I was trying to look for all the reasons why I shouldn't post this video, which I've been trying to get out for a really long time. As I said, I've been really busy. I came back up from holiday. Things were, you know, up in the air. My girls were off school, and then they went back to school, and I had some other things going on, a lot of work going on as well. So those were all the reasons that I didn't want to post this video, which I had been trying to get out for quite a while. So I said, you know what? I don't care how I look. I don't care how tired I am or how tired I look. I kind of sat down, got the camera, and recorded what I wanted to say, and I was really happy with the outcome of it and the content that I managed to cover. Now, I had intended on my camera shaking because my cat is playing with the camera stand. I had all these reasons that I didn't want to do it, so I just posted it, got it out there, and I was really pleased with the outcome. So I just wanted to kind of let you know that if you are stopping yourself from doing things in your business, you're not going to move forward with anything if you are always trying to strive for perfection. Now, I suck at videos, I personally think. I'm always making mistakes, and I always kind of go on about stuff. I try to be short, sweet, and concise, but I never can. I just get carried away. But you know what? That's me, and that is how I do things. And I want to be kind of the example of what maybe you should do and what you shouldn't do. So if you feel like I've inspired you to take action, but you could do things a lot better than me, that is what I want to do. I want to inspire you to take action to do things. So you know, whether it's perfect or not, I'm doing my job. I'm relaying a message. I'm being authentic. I'm inspiring other people to take action, whether it's going to be better or, you know, worse or whatever. I just want to be that example of I'm doing it, I'm teaching it, and I may be making a fool out of myself, but here's what it looks like, and this is how you do it. You get your camera, you record a video, and you can make a mistake. It's fine. You're gonna live at the end of it, right? But as long as you're getting your message out there, that's the most important, and you are have a cat that climbs all over your back, it's completely fine. So I just wanted to kind of give you that message, and I hope you got some kind of value out of it. This is my video for today. It wasn't perfect. I'm not going to record it again because I've got other things to do. So yeah, that's my example of not being perfect. So I hope you liked the video, and look out tomorrow for another non-perfect video. Have a great day. Bye.